Four decades ago, when television was dominated by only three networks, yes, Amazon, Netflix, and Hulu fans, there was such a time in ancient history. The miniseries Roots became one of the most watched programs in history. Starting on Monday, a group of cable networks, including the History Channel, is reviving Roots for a new generation. But it's a different production with a fresh group of actors. And with me to talk more about that is Matthew Delmont, Associate Professor of History at ASU. He's written a book about Roots that'll be published later in the summer. Matthew, millions of people were captivated by the original Roots. When you look back at it, do you understand why?
I think the series is fascinating still. I think what made it so impactful in the 1970s was that it was just at a moment coming out of the Civil Rights Movement that more Americans were starting to pay attention to African-American history. So you had some of these great works of African-American history starting to show up in universities in the 1960s and 70s. But for ordinary Americans who hadn't yet been exposed to that, Roots was really the first time they'd seen this depth of history presented on a national scale. So telling this family's story from slavery to freedom, reaching over 100 million Americans through television at just the moment before cable comes in and makes that kind of mass culture moment impossible. That's what I think is really powerful about the Roots story.
What sort of conversations were taking place then? Did people address the issues or did they look at it more as entertainment?
I think a mix of both. Roots tried to change the way Americans saw slavery and felt slavery. So I think there's something different about knowing that slavery existed or knowing that it existed for X number of years or that so many people were enslaved. Taking that history and linking it to specific people, to specific characters, and to a specific family's history was really powerful. And it forced people to deal with that history on a more kind of visceral, emotional level. I think that's what people took away from it. Some of those conversations, I think, ended up being a lot about guilt, about sort of these feelings of emotions. People would personalize it in many ways. But I still think having ordinary Americans talk about these things in homes and workplaces and bars and churches, that was different. You just didn't have – Americans generally don't like to talk about slavery. And to have this be an occasion when people can deal with this really difficult history was important.
So now there's a new miniseries which will be on History Channel and A&E. And will it be something that you think more serious conversations will come out of because – it seems as though people are more aware of how terrible the situation actually was.
I think our discussions as a country about slavery kind of ebb and flow. So we're back in a moment now where we're paying more attention to it, and we see it in our popular culture. 12 Years a Slave, Django Unchained, Underground recently got a lot of attention on television. So I've had a chance to see the new series, and I think one of the pressures that they face is trying to make it entertaining for a contemporary audience while still having historical value, while not sort of over-exaggerating the type of violence that's there. I think there's a fine line of trying to represent something that's almost unrepresentable, the horrors of slavery, while also telling a narrative story that gets you to pay attention to the characters, that it's not just about having these black characters suffer, but it's about having them survive and having them live lives and create families and maintain that family bond over 100 plus years.
So as far as the more specific African-American audience, how big a legacy does Roots have in terms of whether it's African-Americans who want to find out more about their own history, whether it's wanting to get more involved in finding about their own story, even writing about their own story, keeping journals, whatever it may be, is that legacy long-running? Is it still going at this point?
Absolutely. The legacy of Roots among African-American audiences was profound. The book people describe as being like a Bible that would be in the family home because it was a tome. It was 600 pages, right? It was just something that was, you have it on your coffee table, have it on your bookshelf, and it meant something to see that depth of research and depth of African-American history. The other thing is it was at a moment when genealogy used to be just about people who came from royal families or came from high esteem families. For both African Americans and for white ethnic people as well, Alex Haley's book came at a moment when that conversation shifts. Now people are interested in genealogy and ancestry, even if you come from working class folks or immigrants or formerly enslaved people. That's really powerful for African Americans. And we can see, I think the best through line is Henry Louis Gates' shows, the PBS genealogy shows he's done. He describes Alex Haley as being one of the influences for that. And I think Haley's book helped to introduce a cultural moment where, and people have always cared about their ancestors, but doing this in a more formal way, that you would do it as a hobby, you would do it as something you want to pass down these stories to families, that's something that Haley's Roots had a lot to do with.
How important is it for us to be reminded of slavery from this sort of point of view? We have the stories of racial strife in many ways when it comes to relationships with police officers, whether it comes to the Confederate flag, whatever it may be. Is this still a good pathway for people to discuss the issue, having a fictional miniseries like this?
I think so. I think for two reasons. One, what was so important about Roots is that it foregrounded the experience of African-American characters in slavery. So just the year before Roots, broadcast in 77, Gone with the Wind aired. And that at the time was actually the most watched television show of all time in 1976. So people were still clinging to this idea of happy slaves and benevolent slave masters. Roots really flipped that, and it asked viewers across racial lines to identify with the black characters, that is still very powerful. We don't get asked to do that a lot in our contemporary media. And I think the generational story that Roots was telling was powerful and unusual. It makes it different than Underground or different than 12 Years a Slave. Mm-hmm. The history of slavery and its legacies in the present are generational stories. That African Americans who are in the United States today, most of us have ancestors who were enslaved. And that's a story about roots and ancestry, but it's also a story about wealth transfer. Right? I think that those are the kind of stories that we need to be reminded of in discussing slavery. I think many of the racial issues we're dealing with today are the unresolved legacies of that. And I think Roots is a very small entry point, but it can be an entry point to those large and important conversations.
Matthew Delmont, Associate Professor at ASU. Matthew, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.